Greetings once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. The search for Santa has been quiet for several weeks after we reported Santa's work on the fire lines in Canada. But a lead today showed up in South America, of all places. Joining us from Flight Command with an update on this story is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what have you learned?
Frank, Santa stopped by a reindeer ranch in Bolivia known as Los Angeles del Cielo, which is not your conventional reindeer ranch. It's a very special place, one that is very remote.
What makes this ranch so different from all the others, Crash?
Los Angeles del Cielo is Spanish for angels of the heavens, or heavenly angels, or something like that. This ranch Santa keeps there set up for retired reindeer and reindeer who have special needs or injuries or development issues.
You mean it's like an old folks home for reindeer?
Well, kinda. When a reindeer retires after a life of service to Santa, they go here to be taken care of. There are the very best reindeer veterinarians in the world that are there. All kinds of reindeer caretakers are stationed there, too. But not only the retired reindeer go there, but also reindeer who get injured in various ways will rehab there. It's kind of like a hospital for reindeer, Frank.
What was Santa's interest in going there?
He goes quite often, I understand, but he went there this week to visit Andre, who is not a retired reindeer. He's actually quite young, only 5 or 6 years old, I believe. Andre was born with some problems, Frank. His lungs were not fully developed, and he's been at that ranch his whole life trying to gain strength and to overcome some of the many issues he was born with. And Santa went there to go see Andre.
Okay, how did you learn all of this?
Well, I've only been to that ranch once myself, Frank. It's really remote, and being June, it's winter there now. I talked with Elf Elmer. He's a veterinarian, and he's a good friend, Frank. My personal reindeer are a little long in the tooth, as you know, Frank, and they don't get as much flying time these days as they used to. I consult with Elf Elmer all the time about how to take care of them and such. We know each other pretty good, and Elmer told me that Santa showed up at the ranch at Andre's request. Andre has a dream of working somewhere in Operation Merry Christmas for Santa, and Santa told him long ago that if he keeps working with Elmer, that someday it could probably happen. Well, Elmer tells me that Andre thinks he's ready. Over the past year, Andre has somehow learned to fly, and he wanted to show Santa what he can do now. So Santa showed up this week to check on Andre's progress.
Wow, that's an incredible story.
Well, it gets even better, Frank. Evidently, the test for Andre was to see if he could perform with the team of other reindeer transporting Santa to his next destination.
You're telling me that Andre's first official flight was to carry Santa?
Yeah, and that's really a big deal, Frank. And from what Elmer tells me, Andre did pretty good.
Does that mean that Andre has punched his ticket to the North Pole?
Well, I don't know about that, Frank. Elmer said that he and Santa will have to talk about it some more. It's a little complicated, but I know Santa was very pleased, and Andre was very happy with everything that Santa had to say.
Wow, Crash, we need to follow up on Andre's situation later this season. Thanks for that update. Recapping for you now, Santa was in South America early this week to visit one of his reindeer ranches and now appears to be headed somewhere else, and North Pole Security thinks that may be Sector 3. From the North Pole, where we still really have no idea where Santa is or what exactly he's doing, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.